NFL playoff action. And we got a bonus game this year, Mark, with the seven playoff teams in each conference. And so we got two games on Saturday, a couple on Sunday, and then we got three on Sunday. Two on Saturday, three on Sunday, and then the Monday Nighter with the Cardinals and the Rams. Where do you want to start, Marcus?
Well, let's start with the rank in the games in order of interest for you. Do you have the Steelers up top at number one because of your fandom?
No, the Steelers are at the bottom. I'm being totally honest as far as interest. I told you off the air, it was good that the Steelers got into the playoffs, but having to go to Kansas City, and when they played earlier this year, the Chiefs had a 30-0 lead in that game. There is not one part of me that says the Steelers have a chance to win this game. Matt, what's the line was 13 when I looked after midnight last night.
12.5.
And maybe the Steelers could get a backdoor cover of some sort, but I wouldn't bet on it. But no, that is at the bottom. That the games I'm most interested in are on Saturday. It's the Patriots and the Bills, the Saturday night game, and then the late afternoon game on Sunday, Matt's Cowboys against the 49ers. I just think that's a very, very intriguing game, maybe even more intriguing than the Monday Nighter. The Monday Nighter is going to be a good one, Cardinals-Rams. We can talk more about that on Monday, or if you want to get into it now, you can. But man, the 49ers, Marcus, they won seven out of their last nine games. I asked Matt, was he happy that they're facing the 49ers, you know, rather than the Cardinals or Rams? You know, was that a break for the Cowboys? And Matt says, not so fast. I still say, from one angle, the quarterback angle, Mark, I would rather face Jimmy G than face Kyler Murray or Matthew Stafford. What do you think?
I'll co-sign that. I mean, just that angle I agree with.
Okay, so I'm going to be in line with Matt on this, is it's not all about the quarterback play. The 49ers are one of the best rushing teams in football. And so they have, you know, they're unique in the way they do things. They've got a great scheme. And I think they're pretty capable on defense. And the Cowboys have had problems all season long with teams that can run right at them. Turnovers, heard y'all talking about that earlier. Jimmy Garoppolo can be turnover prone. That can really help the Dallas defense. And I think if Dallas is going to win, they're going to need to be plus one, plus two. In that category. But I don't like the matchup up front with Dallas' offensive line and San Francisco's defensive line.
Okay. All right. So you're saying Dallas is going to struggle to run the ball?
I think so, yeah. I think Dallas has struggled to run the ball against good teams.
Trent Williams got to play, though. How are you with that quarterback matchup, Marcus? So with Dak, because Dak, let's face it, Matt can tell you, Dak has had an up-and-down year this year. When he's been good, I mean, he's been really good at times, but he's also been pretty bad at times. So what do you think about the quarterback matchup?
I don't know why Dallas' vertical passing game hasn't been better. I'm not as high on Kellen Moore as everybody else is, but I think it will help them to establish the run. And then Dak's got to be able to, you know, he's got to be able to make some plays. The Cowboys have had some drops this year. I mean, it's just seems like it's the passing attack that had so much promise in that opening night against Tampa hasn't materialized the same and hasn't been that consistent.
Hey, and Matt, jump in here because you can talk a lot better about the Cowboys than I can. They're a hard team to break down, though, Marcus, as Matt has talked about. You look at the numbers, and they score the most points in the league. Are they still the most yards in the league, Matt? You know, whatever. I mean, they have all the numbers, but like Matt says, it's built against the NFC East. Go ahead, Matt.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, I mean, four of the games are, and, you know, the Eagles, remember last week, the Eagles were playing a bunch of backups. So, you know, they've kind of feasted on, like, on the Falcons, and, you know, Carolina was 3-0 when they played them. They, won one or two games after that. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just think the Cowboys, it's almost like offensively, it's like they're a big bully. Like they build up their numbers against some defenses that aren't real good, but against teams that are good, they haven't fared so well. Mark and I, like what Mark just said, we were trying to figure this out or trying to talk through it earlier in the week. I think it's a combination of things with the Dallas offense. I think, number one, I don't think that this offensive line is as good as what they've had in the past. Tyron Smith's been hurt. I think Martin is still playing at a really high level, but they don't have Frederick at center anymore. I think Connor Williams has improved, but I still think he's a little bit of a liability at one of the guard spots. So I don't think this offensive line is what it has been in years past. I also don't think the Cowboys are as committed to the run as they have been in the past. It's almost like as Prescott has improved, they've almost kind of gotten away from what worked so well in the first few years with Prescott and Elliott, and that's running the football. And I think part of that, like Mark has talked about, is I don't think that Elliott is the same back. Now, I know he's injured. I know he's fighting through a knee injury. But I don't think the Cowboys are as dangerous in the run game as what they have been. Therefore, I don't think things like play action pass and I don't think things like that work as well. And then as far as getting the ball down the field, I'm not sure how good Amari Cooper is anymore, guys. I think he's a nice receiver. I don't think Amari Cooper is a superstar. I think Lamb is working his way to that, but I don't know. I go back to just the fact that when you have a star on your helmet, you tend to get overrated a little bit. And I don't think the collective, I don't think the parts are as good as what some people perceive to be the sum.
Well done. No argument there.
No, go ahead. So are both of you guys picking the 49ers to win the game?
Well, Matt picks against Cowboys every week, but I'm picking against the Cowboys this week.
He picked against the spread, but are you picking the 49ers to win, Matt?
I think I'm picking the 49ers to win the game. Yeah, I think so.
And Mark, are you?
Mark's more confident than I am.
It sounds like you're picking them straight up. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, straight up.
Okay, I'm picking the Cowboys. I'm picking the Cowboys to win, and if I had to pick on the spread, I'll pick the Cowboys to cover. But again, I got a lot of respect. I really like the San Francisco team. But I do think Jimmy G is going to make the big mistake. I got to go with that. As up and down as Dak has been, I still have much more confidence in Dak than I do in Jimmy G. That's what I get down to in that one. Marcus, what do you think on that Patriots-Bills game on Saturday night?
Well, I think that the Bills will win because I think that Allen's just too good. I think that's the biggest difference in that game. I think also Wilson has not been that good on the road. Or Mac Jones, sorry, not been that good on the road this year. And now you amplify it with the playoffs. And I just don't think that he's got what it takes to carry that team to a win. You know, now, if the wind blows 50 miles an hour like it did the first time, then I think the Patriots will have a shot.
It's just we're going to look up. Maybe Matt, you can look up the temperature, or whatever. What I heard is going to be super cold, but not the wind of that they had the last time they played in Buffalo. But each team is one on the road in the two regular season matchups. Bills at 11-6, Patriots 10-7. As I told Matt, as high as I've been on the Patriots this year, I got to pick the Bills to win the game. I'm hoping it's going to be a great game.
The wind is not going to be nearly as strong, at least not in the forecast. The forecast doesn't call for the wind to be nearly as strong. But the temperature at
7:15 tomorrow night?
Well, the temperature at
8:15 Eastern. Yeah.
Right, 8:15 Eastern. This is at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. So, you know, in the middle of the game, it's supposed to be 7 degrees. Now, the wind, they're only saying about 6 miles an hour. So the wind is not supposed to be
the temperature is the big
nearly.
Factor, huh?
A high tomorrow in Buffalo of 12. That's the high.
God, it's going to be about the same here. So
it's too bad they're not playing the next day. It will be a tropical 30 degrees in Buffalo on Sunday.
So we're all in agreement on that one. We all like the Bills.
I like Buffalo.
How about the first game tomorrow, Marcus? Raiders at the Bengals tomorrow. They did meet earlier this year, and the Bengals had their way with them in Vegas. What do you think, Marcus?
That's my number three favorite game of the weekend. I like the Bengals. I think the Raiders can keep it close.
Can keep it close?
Close. I think they can keep it close.
All right. Yeah, I definitely like the Bengals to win the game. If I had to bet on that one, I think I would go ahead and give the points, though, as far as the keeping it close part of it. Still 5.5, I think, Matt.
It is 5.5 right now.
5.5
Raiders
seems a lot like
a story.
Really dead number. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, 6-3, about the same in between there for the most part to me.
Hey, it's a great story just making the playoffs, you know, for the Raiders. But I think the Bengals have been up for, I mean, 10, you look at that record, 10-7, it doesn't seem that great, but man, just watching them week in and week out, especially on the offensive side. Now, what do you think of the Bengals defense, Marcus?
I think it's a little underrated. It's pretty good. I think that I'm sure the Raiders would like to try to throw the football, but the Bengals should be good against the run.
Well, and last time, like I said, in that first matchup, Cincinnati really hurt them more running the ball. Burrow didn't throw for that many yards in that game. So that's a 3:30 game coming up on Saturday, but no one's picking the Raiders straight up in that one, right?
Not here. Nope, not me.
So are you picking any other we can get to the Monday night game, Marcus, but I know you like the 49ers. Any other underdog?
Yes. Cardinals.
You like the Cardinals, huh? Okay.
Yes, I like the Cardinals.
So did Pat.
Matthew Stafford, second half of the season, has been anything but MVP-like. Ton of interceptions, ton of sacks. Eric Weddle, 37 years old, hasn't played at all this season. He's going to be activated to play in this game on the defense. The Rams are really, really beat up, and I think that the Cardinals are going to beat that team.
Okay. And, again, that one is coming up on the Monday night, 7:15 on Monday night, Cardinals against Rams. So it's going to be a fun weekend, 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, and the Monday night game.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.